Hi, my name is Jeffrey Van Gogh. I'm a developer on the Reactive Extensions team, and I'm going to show you how to get started with Reactive in 2 minutes. First, let's take a look at the bits that I've downloaded. There's three versions of Reactive Extensions, each for a different flavor of .NET. And for this demo, I'm going to install the Silverlight bits. So after going through the usual dialogues, of course, I'm going to take a good look at the license. I'll install everything, and we have got Reactive on our machine. Now let's go take a look in our start menu. You'll notice that there is a new entry for Microsoft Reactive Extensions, and contains help for all of the DLLs shipping as part of Reactive Extensions. For instance, System Reactive contains all APIs that are related to iObservable. As you see, iObservable is here. Great, now let's go create a project in Visual Studio to use this new API. I'm going to create a new Silverlight project, just as any other Silverlight project. Now that this is created, I'm going to add a reference to the System Reactive DLL. There. Now we have got all the APIs available. Let's go look at the object browser. System Reactive, iObservable, Link API, everything is there. Now you're all set to create your first Reactive app. You can either create it right now or look at some other videos about Rx. Wes has a great Hello World video that gets you started. Be sure to also check out my video on special features of each different flavor of Reactive Extensions. If you have any questions on Rx, feel free to post on the Rx forum. Thank you.